take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Kieran, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, how are you?
I'm very well. As people might be able to tell, we are practicing social distancing right now through the phone.
Yeah, I'm beaming in by remote access.
Hey, it's still very lovely to have you here, and people have been looking forward to this a lot this morning. Messaged us already saying definitely looking for a good read, given the amount of housebroundness at the moment. Any chance of a few general recommendations as well on top of today's review? Need some new ideas. We'll be burning through them pretty quick, which I think is fair of many people.
For sure, and just a note that at Time Out we are open for trade, and we're here for you. We're offering free shipping for orders over $50, and you can call us and email us and ask for recommendations via social media, and if you're stuck at home, we can definitely still get your books to you. Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, what are we talking about this morning, though? What book have you brought us today?
So today I've got a really pertinent book called Going Dark, The Secret Social Lives of Extremists by Yulia Ebner. And it's an investigative look at extremist movements and their rise, and it helps us understand the ideas driving the far right and extremist groups and how we can protect ourselves. Yulia Ebner looks at radicalisation and how it happens. So she works at the London Institute for Strategic Dialogue.
Wow.
She monitors extremist movements across the UK, Europe and US. And what they do is track and analyse harmful online content. And based on that research, she advises government, security forces, tech firms and activists on how to respond to extreme activity.
That sounds fascinating. This is like one of those jobs that you think kind of only exists in the realms of spooks or something on TV, but obviously very real.
So what she decided to do was go inside into the engine rooms of these activities and observe and study from the inside how extremists mobilise supporters and lure vulnerable individuals into their networks. And she spent 2 years undercover, pretty dangerous stuff, adopting 5 different identities, and she joined... Wow. A dozen tech-savvy extremist groups across the ideological spectrum, from jihadists and Christian fundamentalists. There's white nationalists, conspiracy theorists, and radical misogynists. And she's looking at the alt-right Charlottesville rally, ISIS-plotted cyber attacks on American infrastructure, German online trolls, and Italian neo-fascists.
Far out. This sounds like a heavy read, but a fascinating one.
It's a page-turner, and it's not... It's not that long, you know, it's probably about 300 pages, and it's divided into 7 parts. It moves through, recruitment, socialisation, communication, networking, mobilisation, attack, and the future. And she examines how radicalisation grows traction and how to understand and identify it. There's actually a chapter within the subcultures behind the New Zealand attack, which examines the Christchurch terror attack. And I will say that this in particular is quite confronting and distressing reading. It's so close to home. And really, through everything she has observed and witnessed, she says this was an incident that really confronted her. She writes that what happened in Christchurch was basically a culmination of all the observations that she'd committed to paper over a 2-year period of writing this book. And so she's looking into his radicalisation pathway and says that in doing so, she felt this mixture of sadness and frustration and guilt. Mm. It's quite chilling.
Yeah. I can imagine this would be quite gripping, as you were saying, but also that slightly overwhelming, chilling thing of these kind of networks playing out. This sounds like a woman, though, who is obviously putting her research into a practical use. As you were saying, she... talks to governments and activists all sorts of different organisations. Mm. I'm really interested, does the book talk much about like outcomes of how her research has, worked with different agencies to kind of, I guess, counter this radicalisation?
Well, actually, one thing I found really interesting about the book is how she writes about herself and how she... at one point became quite dangerously close to being radicalised herself.
Oh, wow.
And that is really interesting reading from her first-hand experience. And she also writes that a number of young people that she found to be involved in extreme activities to be really disturbing.
Mm.
And she kind of just looks at how leaders create sort of protected social bubbles to encourage antisocial behaviours, mm-hmm. and how members globalise anti-globalist ideologies and use modern technology to put their visions into practice. And she just found all these similarities in how they each operate. And I think her kind of stance too is that, you know, policymakers can rethink their current tech and law responses. But it's also, you know, it's politicians, but there needs to be a bit more of a human-centred approach to mm-hmm. protect ourselves from being radicalised and manipulated and intimidated by extremists.
I was just agreeing. I was just saying, absolutely, it sounds like, you know, that real bringing it back to people and connection is important.
I think what the book and her research does is make the social dimension of digital extremist movements visible. So, I mean, it's a deep dive and it's mm-hmm. really illuminating and really insightful kind of expose of life within these movements. It's kind of horrifying and fascinating and very real, super readable. I thought it was a great book.
What's the name of it again and who wrote it?
It's called Going Dark, The Secret Social Lives of Extremists. And it's written by Yulia Ebner, and we have it in stock.
Fantastic. Have you got any other off-the-cuff recommendations for people who are trying to really stockpile some good reads at the moment? Anything that you've burnt through in the last couple of days?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So there's a great book called Hurricane Season by Fernanda Melchor, and that is on the Booker International Prize long list. And that's a fantastic book that I've read, and I've just been luxuriating in Rachel Cusk, and I will recommend her to absolutely anybody. I think if you want something comforting, she's just wonderful. Anything by Rachel Cusk.
Fantastic. Hey, it's lovely to chat to you this morning, Karen. Thank you for your recommendations. We'll talk to you again shortly.
Thanks, Rachel. Take care.
Take care.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly